Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood. And one of the powerful statements on the enduring power and majesty of God is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, the 14th verse. But I want to read for you starting at the 12th verse through the 15th. This is from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. I know that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done this so that they all should stand in awe before him. So that all should stand in awe before him. That which is already has been, that which is to be already is, and God seeks out what has gone by. I invite you to search your soul and ask yourself, how would I describe the power of God? Questions for reflection. Number one, how would you describe the power of God? Two, why do you feel the way you do about the power of God? Three, have you ever been disappointed with the power of God? Four, what other thoughts do you have regarding the power of God? Will you join with me in prayer? Lord, your majesty and power are greater than I can comprehend. Bless me with your understanding. Bless me with your power. Bless me with your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ, located in the heart of Detroit, the very tip top of the Medical Center area of Detroit. I thank you so much for joining me in a moment of contemplation on the majesty of God. God bless and God keep you.